Hey friend, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here listening to another episode of the Pattern Design Circle podcast. Here we talk all about the ins and outs of designing knit and crochet patterns and running a business that makes it all possible. I'm Jessica, your host, knitting pattern designer, design mentor, and the friend in your ear. Can't wait to dive right in. The Pattern Design Circle podcast is sponsored by the Pattern Design Circle, a membership community for knit and crochet pattern designers that are feeling lost, lonely, or frustrated in their business. It connects you with a supportive community that's always eager to answer your questions and help you through the hard times. And there's loads of resources and activities specifically catered to business and designing. Sound like your jam? Check it out at snickerdoodleknits.com/design-circle. That's snickerdoodle, like the cookie, knits, knits.com/design-circle. All right, let's get into it. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Pattern Design Circle podcast. And as always, I'm excited to be here in your ear, but you might be able to tell from my voice, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous about this one. I have been procrastinating recording this episode. It's maybe a little bit late coming out because of that. And it's a topic that, you know, I talk about a lot, but part of why I talk about it is because it can be hard. So I am talking about changing my mind in my business once again. And it's difficult for, I think, two reasons. It was just over a year ago. I think it was March of last year. So this is May 2024. In March 2023, I said, hey, I'm changing things up. I'm using this new strategy. I was really excited. And now, a year later, I'm saying, hey, I'm going back to what I was doing before. And there is like this element of fear of like, what are other people going to think? Does it make me look like a failure that I am going back on my word, kind of? Even though, as you know, I believe it's okay to change your mind. We receive new information. We make informed decisions. Our life ebbs and flows. Our business takes different turns. All of the things. I know logically, it's fine. It really doesn't matter that much. And I know that this is what needs to happen. And I'm excited for it and all of the things. And yet it's this sharing it, putting it out in the world, that's the hardest part where it's like, well, what if it makes me look like a failure? The other part of why I'm struggling to share this is because I feel like I never actually committed to the other. And so I feel like I never actually gave it a try and I don't know what would have actually happened. So I'll share the whole story. What am I talking about? Why am I changing my mind again? And really, it is a big kind of update from the last year. What's been going on? I kind of went silent for a while on the podcast and everywhere for a few months. And yeah, just talking about the reality of all of it. So I guess we're talking about hard things, and we're looking forward to beautiful, bright things. We have some fun, exciting changes coming up that if you are looking for any sort of support in your business, if you are looking to connect with other designers, all sorts of things, that it definitely impacts you. So let's go back. Let's rewind back to March 2023. I had been dealing with some burnout for about a year. And I was like finally coming out of it. So I'd like gone through this whole thing where there was a project that was taking a lot more of my time and energy than I had anticipated, and that was totally fine. But there was, a part of me that was struggling because then I wasn't really in the rest of my business very much, especially Pattern Design Circle. The podcast, the membership, all of the things, I just wasn't able to be as present as I was hoping to. I wasn't able to grow and to market and all of those things as I had been wanting to. And I was struggling a lot mentally. We've gotten back into this space of such low self-confidence, and all the things. And I was just exhausted from working nonstop and people telling me that I wasn't doing enough and that I was a horrible person and all those kinds of things. And all of my people-pleasing things, tendencies came back, and it was really hard. So by March, I felt like I could kind of like tried to give myself time to work through that for a few months. March, which actually March is like the time of year when I like feel revived again in general. So by March, I was like, all right, I've got a bunch of energy. I'm super excited. We're going to change things up. I actually have the energy to do some things that I'm wanting to do, all of that kind of thing. And I was so excited. So what the change was that I had announced on the podcast at that point, was I was changing the Pattern Design Circle membership from being open all of the time to like a typical regular launch strategy, where there's designated times where doors are open and then doors close and all of that. The reason for that was because I had felt like I needed to be constantly talking about Pattern Design Circle, the membership, and at the same time, like I never really was actually talking about it, or like I was never really marketing it. So I was feeling like I was stuck in this place where it's like, I feel like I need to be talking about it. I feel like this is all I should be talking about. I feel like I need to make sure people know this is a thing. And at the same time, I was like, I guess maybe kind of tired of that, or I just didn't have a lot of energy. And like that, the always open thing was something that was really important through that time when I was burnt out. I had low energy. I just didn't have the time and the space to work on it the way that I had wanted to. So it had worked well when I needed it like that. And then I was excited to change to a launch strategy where I could just, like I could focus on just providing value, all of the things, on a day-to-day basis, and then just, have occasional launches where it's like, hey, if you've been finding value, here's this membership. Super excited to have you join. This is what it's about. And kind of just have a very dedicated space and time period to talk just about the membership and what it provided and all of that. So March of last year, that was my announcement. I was like, hey, I'm changing my mind. I'm changing my marketing strategy. Here's why. Here's what's changing. And I'm gonna look up the date here real quick. Okay, so that announcement I shared on the podcast on March 31st, which means I probably had recorded it a couple, maybe a few weeks before that. And on March 21st, and then gradually until like March 24th, some really big news broke out in my personal circle. It was really difficult to kind of navigate and to work through, but I never would have guessed that it would have had the huge impact that it did. And so that happened, and then I went to visit family and had a photo shoot for a project and all sorts of things happening in April. And then by the time I got back home, well, I guess the end of April, I got sick. I got I'm trying to think of a different word besides actual name, but I got COVID for the first time. So then I was sick. But anyway, at that point, things have really escalated from the news that I had received in March. And by mid to end May, I was really not doing well mentally. I was very depressed and to the point where I hadn't been since my college days. High school, well, middle school, high school, college, I tended to deal with a fair bit of depression. And then beyond that, and I got to that space again last year. And then all of kind of what had been happening, brewing behind the scenes, and then just continuation of things led to whole deconstruction of my beliefs, something that I never would have ever, 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 ever imagined ever happening. Probably one of the most, like the biggest thing that will ever happen in my life. And yeah, so there was that, and then there was a project that I was working on that really kind of started running into a bunch more obstacles. A bunch of feedback again about me being a horrible person, not doing enough work. I was putting in, 60 hours a week plus, and it just was really, I was obviously in a bad space mentally already, and then that just like kept pulling me down. So I just was personally very overwhelmed, exhausted. And I guess you could say miserable. There were some parts that weren't, but yeah, it was just, and I was foreseeing that the next year, like I was going to be stuck in that place for at least a year, given the circumstances. And so yeah, I was definitely in burn, full on burnout again. I was so frustrated with everything in my business. And yeah, so finally in August, I was just reaching out to a friend for some advice about one little thing. Hadn't told her all of the other things going on. I'd maybe told her a little bit about some of the personal stuff. But ultimately, she helped me to see that there could be a more positive outlook for the year. And I ended up choosing to step away from multiple things all at once. Really, September was the month. I announced it in August, but September, I stepped away from a really big project. And we stepped away from our church. And I was just in such a space that I knew I had to take care of myself, that I couldn't keep going the way that I had been. I couldn't keep pushing. I was so sick and tired of my business, and as you know, that's totally what like goes against what I think our businesses should be, as creative, passionate entrepreneurs doing this because it's something that we love. So I didn't know if I was just going to end up walking away from all of it or what I was going to do exactly. But I knew I needed time and space. I knew I needed to just focused on taking care of myself. And so, yeah. Oh, and August, September was also when I received an official diagnosis of infertility and PCOS. So all of that had been going on in the background with all of this as well. Anyway, so yeah, that's kind of when, like I guess, starting in probably like June, there were pieces in my personal life where I started to, I guess, have more freedom, and like there were good things happening, changes just in the way that I perceived myself and the world and my beliefs, but there was a lot of it that I really couldn't embody, or just like I just didn't have the energy and the space to really step into that because I was just so exhausted and drained and in this space mentally that I didn't have the capacity for it. So September really was, I guess, September, October really was a beautiful time for me personally. It was difficult to make those decisions, but I 100% know that they were the right decisions. And it really was me, I guess. The image that I just had was like the chrysalis turning into the butterfly, coming out with beautiful wings. So I started, I guess, experimenting, trying on new things. It was a, it felt like being a kid again. I cut my hair for the first time ever. Like I've got my first haircut. I painted my nails for the first time. I got my first mani-pedi. The haircut and the mani-pedi were just before Rhinebeck. I got my first jewelry. It already in the summer I had started wearing pants. But a lot of things that never done in my life, and would have felt so guilty about had I done them previously. Little bit of makeup. I still haven't journeyed into that very much, but just a lot of things of just like kind of a re self-discovery or just trying new things I get feeling more like a normal human, and things like that. So anyway, I don't want to make this all about the personal side, but that's the space where I was in. Rhinebeck honestly was a bit weird and difficult, because I was in such a space with my business where I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing right now. I don't know what's gonna happen. I'm so burnt out. I am all of these things, and I know I just need to take care of myself. So anyway, and then I think this is my first time officially announcing it here on the podcast, but in November, we found out that we were expecting a little one. It's our first one, so that was super exciting. I was very much in a much better space by then. And then that started its own journey. So I have had a lot more nausea and exhaustion and all of that than is typical, quote unquote, or normal. It did clear up a bit towards, I don't know, two-thirds of the way through second trimester or something. But anyway, so all of that is to say, here I had all of this energy back in March of last year, and I was going to do all of these launches and like, just like put in this new excited energy into my business, and I was so excited. And Never in a million years would have I ever guessed what last year would have held. Absolutely one of the hardest years of my life, and at the same time, so thankful that it happened. I feel like I have so much more love, and like I can just embody so much more now. Totally changed a lot of things about who I am. And how I perceive the world, and in a very positive way. Anyway, so then basically it meant that I didn't have the energy that I wanted to have for launching products, launching the membership, bringing in this new excited energy. And oh goodness, now my shirt's getting wet from crying. I apologize. So basically it didn't look how I wanted it to. I don't regret doing it that way. It maybe did make me feel more free to not worry about needing to take care of new people coming in, to kind of just maintain what I had. I don't know. But then obviously during pregnancy I've been very exhausted, definitely not up to launches. It's been really difficult to record videos and things for most of the pregnancy just because I start feeling sick, or even with the guests, I start getting really hot, and trying to take measures to cool myself down without making it obvious on the video, that kind of thing. And I can't do things in batch like I am used to. I love to do batch recording and all of that. So I'm used to doing, like a whole month's worth of podcasts in one day, and then I edit it within a few days. And that's just not something I can do now. Just don't have the energy for. And I know that many in my snickerdoodle, that's announcement, that's the other branch of my business, I refer to this little one as Mini Snickerdoodle. So I know once Mini Snickerdoodle is here, life's going to look different. I'm over the moon excited. I still don't know what that means for my business, but I do know, even though I haven't had the energy to pour into this like I want to this year, I am so happy that my passion and my light has come back. I have, so many ideas, so many things I want to do. It's clear I still really love this. And so just, maybe it just looks like things are going to take a little bit longer. But I'm excited. I really am so excited. But it does mean that even though I have that kind of fuel back. It just doesn't feel feasible to try to keep the doors closed, and just doesn't seem like it makes sense for the membership. And like the only I had like an actual launch last March, and then I did a couple of like really quiet kind of launches to my email list. I maybe shared here on the podcast one of them. But it wasn't like I didn't even like it wasn't like a typical launch where, you would share all about everything. It was really just a couple of emails maybe. So I just know that I what's going to serve work best for me logistically, but also serves you best would be to just have the doors open. I will try to do better about actually talking about it here on the podcast. I've tried to, maybe you've already noticed, incorporate a little bit more of it into the episodes where I just share, like, this is the kind of thing we have in the membership. If you want more of this kind of thing, it's in the membership, that kind of stuff. So yeah. Yeah, so I guess That sounds anticlimactic, huh? That I'm changing back to doors always open. But there's also been so many other big things happening behind the scenes for Pattern Design Circle. And might be some more big things happening towards the end of this year. But anyway, let's see here. So first of all, if you've been clicking the links at all on like my Instagram stories or the emails or what's in the description box here for the podcast, you've maybe noticed that there is a new website for Pattern Design Circle. So I've been working for several months. It's taken so much longer than I expected, of course, but there is a new Pattern Design Circle website that's separate from Snickerdoodle Nets. And I feel so good about it. And I think it's going to be better for both arms of the business. I think it gives such like a much, much better customer user experience. Anyway, so there's a new website, and on there you could, so it's patterndesigncircle.com. And yes, at some point I do need to change out the intro to the podcast, so that's actually accurate. But if you follow the snickerdoodleknits.com/design-circle, I will have that set up so that it just redirects over to the new website anyway. So if you go to patterndesigncircle.com, you'll be able to, you can find the podcast on there now. So if you don't, follow the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or any of that, actually Google Podcasts isn't a thing now, is it? Then you can always go to the website and all of the episodes are on there as well. Then there is the membership there. So the URL for the membership is now patterndesigncircle.com/membership. Podcast is patterndesigncircle.com/podcast. And the membership is always open. And it's, yeah, now it's all set up through the actual community where I host it. So that means it's an easier user experience for you as far as managing your account, basically. Not that that means a whole lot to you right now, but yeah, and then I am putting up the courses. So I've taught courses in the past, like about marketing and about designing, all of that. So I have some of the information on the website, but there will be more coming. Soon, and I will be launching a those actual. I'm going to be teaching those classes again and have them available all of the time for you now. So keep your eyes tuned for that, or eyes open for that, ears tuned. If you're on the email list, you will hear when that is happening. I still haven't decided yet if I'm doing a pre-order or just like exactly how I'm going to do that. Again, it's just been a matter of energy and having to, be a lot more strategic in my priorities. Yeah, so we have membership that it will always be open now, until I tell you differently. No, I don't have plans of changing it right now, and probably not for a while. We'll see how this goes and we'll see what happens. But yeah, we'll have the like the intro level classes coming. Of course, the marketing course is still available. That you can join anytime. I will be breaking up also the marketing course into smaller courses. So if you only want like the ideal customer segment or something like that, that will be an option. And then of course the one-on-one coaching, you can book through the website there. I think that is patterndesigncircle.com/coaching. And I do know that that page needs updated because I provide help wherever you are in your journey. I really do actually specialize more in kind of troubleshooting what's maybe not feeling in alignment, what's maybe a marketing or a business strategy that would feel better to you that you can actually stick with, what's the next step in your business, that kind of stuff. I do also like the sales page just makes it sound like it's really for beginner designers. I do absolutely do that as well. But my focus is actually more a little farther down the line. So there are some things on the website that still aren't perfect, which is another reason I was a little bit I've been procrastinating on recording this because I wanted everything to be all picture perfect and ready. I'm planning to create a new freebie quiz to have on the website, and I'm putting together a whole bunch of free resources and stuff like that. On the website, you can also now see where I have links to products that I use. I have now an Amazon shop where you can see all of my favorite things for like vending at craft fairs or business supplies, knitting supplies, all of those kinds of things. And yeah, so I'm just super excited to have a home that really feels good for all of the content to be sharing more with you, to be providing like more value. I don't know if I've shared this here on the podcast at all, but really kind of my big picture goal for 2024 is to be just more generous in what I share, and so some of that's a bunch of freebie stuff, some of that's just more courses, all of the things. I really just want to support you with where you are, and that's why I had the survey to get your feedback. Also, just a couple of announcements, I guess, for the podcast. If you are on Apple Podcasts now has transcripts automatically for all of the podcast episodes. So you can find that there. And I believe it's on link to all of the podcasts. Places. There's now this thing called fan mail. So you can send me a message through fan mail where you let me know if you really enjoy an episode, want to share something that maybe you'd like to hear more about, if you want to share a little bit about where you're at in your business, just that kind of thing. I've talked a lot about how, I love podcasting, and at the same time, it's kind of difficult to picture you on the other end, to know who you are, because all I see are numbers. And so I love hearing when people are like, "Hey, I really love your podcast," or like I had a guest on who you actually won't hear from until October, I think. But she was like, everybody in the fiber industry needs to be listening to the podcast. Things like that. That lights me up so much because I really don't know otherwise who's here and who's listening. And yeah, anyway, so big changes. Personally, there's already been a lot of big changes, personally and business-wise, and there's a lot of exciting things coming up. The podcast, I do hope to continue the weekly schedule through my planned maternity leave. Already recorded with guests through October. And so I'm having the guests every third episode. And yeah, as long as I can get all of the other in-between episodes recorded in time, you won't see any sort of pause here. If you do see a pause, it'll be a slowing down, where maybe I have two podcast episodes every 3 weeks or something. Anyway, it feels good to have that shared. I know from the survey that you don't necessarily love hearing my personal stuff, but I think it's super valuable to I don't know. I guess you know, as a listener, that I think it's super important to hear about the ups and downs. I find it super insightful to know, kind of what leads to different decisions, and to see, obviously there's a lot more that I didn't share, but just a little glimpse of what happens behind real businesses. And yeah, I know the last year was like extremely rough for so many people. So this isn't to make it about me. I'm hoping that it maybe kind of resonates with you. Whether it's, I mean, I've discovered so many people now, like how normal it is for people to have gone through a deconstruction journey. But then of course also the whole burnout thing, changing your mind. And because it can feel like we're a failure. It can feel like you did something wrong, or you didn't try hard enough, or you just look like you're flaky, or whatever it is for you that you're dealing with. But I think it takes so much courage. It takes so much reflection and all the things to know what's really important, what's in alignment for you. And that's why I really like to showcase stories of businesses that have pivoted, that have changed their mind, because I think it's such a beautiful thing that deserves to be honored. And I think it's important to talk about it so that you feel more empowered to make those decisions, to be okay with changing things a little bit, to know that it's okay if you decide to completely pivot your business, if you decide to pause your business, if you decide to quit your business, if you decide to start a business, all of those things, as long as they're in alignment and they feel good to you, as long as it's something that really is important to you, like don't feel ashamed. Don't, yeah, obviously, I mean, I've made it clear it's easier said than done, right? Like I said, I've been scared to record this episode. I've been worried about what it makes me look like. But at the end of the day, I know that it's okay. I know that this is a part of life. It's a part of business. It's a part of growth. It's a part of, really stepping into alignment and purpose. And I know that in the long run, it's the best for me. It's the best for you as my audience. So, and yeah, so I just send you all of the love, no matter what you're going through right now in your life, in your business. And it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to take care of yourself. It's important, I believe, to especially give yourself space in burnout so that you can find your energy again, you can find your fire again, you can find that love and that passion again. And there's always going to be ebbs and flows. And entrepreneurship is not a sprint. There isn't ever a actual end point that we're getting to, and so trying to sprint there or sprint to maybe our the end point we have in mind is going to leave us exhausted, because then there's another end point, and then there's another, and then there's another. And so really learning how to, and of course this is what I love to talk about, learning how to really do things in a way that is sustainable for your energy, for your audience, for all of the things. I think that is so important, to have alignment, to have a business and marketing strategy that is sustainable, to have habits and strategies in place, that are really going to support you in the full life picture, but also in the business picture. So, okay. thank you so much for listening all the way through this episode. I hope it didn't bore you to death. I hope it really was actually inspiring. And at the very least, you kind of have an update on what's been happening the last year. I think it's been clear that I've been not as I kind of disappeared for a while. And then I just was back, and I haven't really talked much about what happened and why that was. So that's what happened. And I'm super excited for everything that's coming up. Check out the website, patternsdesigncircle.com, for all the new things. And there'll be so many more new things coming. So if you're not on the email list, also, I send out weekly email list. A lot of it is podcast stuff, but also announcements. I love to include little encouraging notes in there. And so that's a really great place to be if you have any interest at all in the upcoming courses, intro to design, the marketing course, all that kind of stuff. So, alrighty, thank you so much for being here, lovely, and I can't wait to chat with you on the next one. Wow, thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you found it valuable, please share the podcast with a designer friend. And if you have a minute, leave a review. It's so helpful for me and means the world to me. Chat soon.